Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Do you remember back, whether it was last week, last year, 10 years ago or more? Do you remember when you started your business? You were absolutely sure that you were right. You knew exactly where you wanted to go. You knew exactly what you wanted to do. And it was the power of your mind. It was the focus that you had that made you so successful. You weren't going to let anyone stop you. You weren't going to let anyone talk you out of it. You knew just the right thing to do, and it's what made you successful. Ah, but here's what's interesting. What makes you successful at some point can help you or hurt you. It can also make you fail because you were so determined, so strong-minded, you didn't listen to anybody. You just moved forward, and you built a business. But now that you've built a business, you have to be in a situation where you're saying to yourself, well, I don't have all the answers. I need to be more flexible. I need to have an open mind. I need to listen to people. I need to see where my business is going, where the economy is going, where our customers are going, what needs to be changed. And if you have that mindset that you had in the beginning, that you were so self-assured, so determined, so much knew that you were so right, that doesn't leave you open to listen. It doesn't leave you open to hear what's going on. It doesn't leave you open to see when one of your employees are really unhappy, and just with a conversation or an understanding of what they need, you might be able to keep them on board before they go and find another job. It doesn't do well for you because you're not paying attention to the marketing or understanding what millennials are doing. You, as the business owner, always need to be changing, thinking, evolving, understanding, leaving your ego behind, understanding that there will be people that are better at any particular position in your business than you are. There's nothing wrong with that. You hired them. You engaged them. You had the vision to see them, and you still need to have the vision with your business. But one of the things you need with your vision is an open mind. You need to see what's going on in the economy, in the country. You need to understand how marketing has vastly changed over the last few years. If you don't do that, then you will be left behind. There are many people in a capitalist society that can't see the changes that have happened. And when that happens, competition will just pass you by. They will take your business. So I want you to think about listening to other people. I want you to think about what you need to do today. I want you to engage your coworkers, your employees, your vendors, your customers. I want you to engage them in thought. I want you to engage them in conversation so that you can get an understanding of what you need to do next. It's always, what do I need to do next? It's not what I did yesterday, not what I did the day before, not what I did last year or when I started my business. What is necessary in the now and what will be necessary in the future? So an open mind to success is the way to go. That doesn't mean that you have to listen, you have to do what everyone says, but you have to just feel, you have to have that vision, you have to see, are they telling you the right things, are they guiding you in the right way, or are you just stuck in the same old routine? If you are, the competition will pass you by, and you won't even know what happened. So let's not have that happen. Let's get with it. Let's open our mind up. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.